I'm Liam Willis. This is Wasn't Liam's Head episode. I think we're on episode either 11 or 12. I'm here with Carson Asher, Michael Glick, Lorenzo Rodriguez. Today, the first topic we're going to discuss is Trae Young and Luka Doncic. And as of right now, who's playing at a higher level? All right, who wants to open up the floor? What do they think? Personally, I think Trae Young's playing at a higher level. Trae Young broke the record for most 30-point attendances games by a rookie in NBA history. Right now, he has the second most record, or he has the second most games for 25 points and 10 assists. He has a streak of at least 20 points and 10 assists in four games, which is a record for any rookie ever. It's the second highest of the season and first highest in the Eastern Conference. Right now, he's fourth in assists in the entire NBA. He's playing at a different and insane level that we've never seen before since All-Star break, as we've never seen from a rookie. Right now, he's third for points generated, and that means points scored and points assisted on in the entire league for the season. Not for the season, for rookies. Allen Iverson's first, Damian Lillard's second, and then Trae Young's right there. He'll probably pass Damian Lillard. I don't know if he'll pass Trae Young. I mean, I don't know if he'll pass Allen Iverson, but I mean, as of right now, I think Trae Young's just having a better season. And I think he's just I think the level that he's playing at right now is just a level that, like, I don't think Luka can match or, like, go up against. And then, who do y'all think?
I gotta go with Luka Doncic.
I agree with him.
Because he's had 7 triple doubles this season, and he's been more consistent, I think, than Trae. And I don't think it's called All Star or Rookie of the Year since All Star break. I think it's Rookie of the Year, not Rookie of the Year since All Star break.
If you look at the numbers, the only stat that Luka really dominates Trae in is rebounding. Even then, it's only about like 4 game, and their stats are close. Like points are close. I think Luka is averaging like 2 more. But if Trae's playing the level he's playing right now, he'll get that higher than Luka. And they have 15 games left, I think. He can get the higher than Luka. He's shooting better from the 3-point percentage as of 2 nights ago than Luka. And I think their field goal percentage is about the same too.
Luka can get most triple doubles by a rookie.
I don't think he can.
In 15 games? Dude, he's 2 back to back.
Okay, but the record is like 30 is like 30 something. Oscar
Robertson. By a rookie?
Oscar Robertson.
Oh, he's not gonna get that.
I think it's 25.
But I don't know. I just think Trae Young is playing at a higher level, and I think right now
they're both playing at a high level.
I think right now, if I had to pick out of the two, who I wanted on my team, I'd pick Trae Young. I mean, look at the people that Luka's working with, and look at the cast Trae Young's working with. I mean, they should still
the
be getting
Hawks are
wins.
Better than the Mavs. Yeah.
Okay,
the surroundings that Trae Young has are a lot better.
John Collins. That's okay.
And the Mavs are like. Luke is dropping triple doubles while the Mavs are trying to tank.
The Mavs have Tim Hardaway Jr. on the team.
He hasn't played, he's hurt. He does not play.
Okay, they still have a cold cast.
Trey Burke's not good.
The Hawks cast have one good player, John Collins. You can say Kevin Huerter's
cold. Mavs don't have anybody.
He's a high potential, but as of right now, he's not even a top 100 NBA player.
And the Mavs only have one top 100 player.
Luka.
That's
okay,
it.
Whenever he's healthy, Tim Hardaway Jr. is a top 100 player in the league.
What?
Whenever he's healthy, Tim Hardaway Jr. is a top 100 player
in the league.
He was
with the Knicks, but he hasn't showed us anything on the Mavs.
Yeah, I think since he's on the Mavs,
like
he averaged like 17.
He's had like 2 20-point games, and besides that, he hasn't even played.
Hey.
And he's not more of
a they're trying to tank. They don't want him to play too much, so I mean.
I'm just saying, as of right now, I think Trae Young is better because since he's – I'm not saying like – as of right now, Trae Young is playing at a higher level than Luka. I'm not even talking Rookie of the Year. I'm just saying who's playing at a higher level right now.
Going into the end of the year.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to say Trae Young. Ever since –
I would say Trae Young, too.
The thing that people don't understand is that Luka's been playing professionally for 6-7 years across the sea in the European League. And people don't think that's a hard league, but there's a dude in college, I forgot his name, played like 6-7 years ago. He averaged 20 points a game in college. Said he wanted to go to Europe, didn't want to go to the NBA for whatever reason. He went over there, he averaged like 0.7 points per game. Like 0.7. That just shows how good the European League is. And he's been over there playing pro that entire time. So he didn't have to take the jump from going unprofessional to professional in a trash league to a good league. He's been playing at a high level, and he's been in a good league the whole time. The thing about Trae is since he's taken that jump from and since he's gotten used to the professional game, he is playing better.
And that ain't Luka's fault.
I mean, it's not Luka's fault, but
that just explains that he's been that good since he was like 14 years old.
Yeah, but like I'm just saying, like since they like both of them, now that Trae is adapted to the professional game, and Luka, and since Trae's adapted to the professional game, Trey's playing at a higher level. JoJo, come tell us what you think about who's playing at a higher level right now. Trey Young or Luka Doncic? Who's playing at a higher level right now?
Definitely Trey Young, because Trey Young has a bigger load to carry than what Luka does, and he's giving his team dubs, and he's putting up double-doubles.
They're on a three-game win streak.
Yeah, they're on a three-game win streak.
Bigger load to carry.
Bigger load to carry for sure.
JoJo.
Who did Luka have with him at the beginning of the season? DeAndre Jordan.
Oh yeah.
Dennis Smith.
Okay. Oh,
who did Trey Young have?
But now he's
John Collins.
Now he didn't. Yeah, but Trey Young didn't do anything in the beginning of the year. He had average.
You're right. He was still averaging 16 points a game
as a rookie.
Yeah, but Luka averaged
16 points and 7.7 assists. That's still something.
As
though.
A rookie, that's
okay.
Good.
Donovan Mitchell averaged 19 last
that's
year.
That's good.
Okay, that's also good.
And look at him now.
Huh?
Look at him now.
He's averaging 22.
Yeah, but he shoots.
He's a terrible shooter.
He's shooting like 42% from the field and 35% from three.
He's not doing as good.
He's not carrying his team like he.
They're fifth seed.
Okay, but look at their record.
They're 42-30.
That's trash. 42-30.
Okay, they're still fifth seed.
Not that in the Western Conference.
Yeah.
Look at the Mavs record. What are you talking about?
Okay, they're tanking. That's different.
Okay, no. And going to the year, their goal at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, they traded all their players off.
Okay, no. Their goal at the beginning of the year was not to tank. Their goal was a win now because they had Luka on the team. That was their goal. They had to tank because they weren't winning.
Exactly. That ain't Luka's fault. He still dropped what?
Well, obviously, he's not doing enough.
He's 19, 20 years old.
Okay. They play the suckiest players.
And Trey Young's Brokoff just as young.
Played like 18 minutes last night.
He's
played
not,
18
he's
minutes,
not
bro.
Doing. Okay, Luka's not doing what they thought he was going to do at the beginning of the year. They thought that he was going to carry in the wins. I have people on Twitter. I follow Mavs fans on Twitter. There were legitimately people saying that the Mavs were going to make it to the conference finals.
Okay, that's just pride.
Okay,
I'm a Cowboys fan. I want them to win a Super Bowl. I'm gonna tell them they're gonna win the Super Bowl every year. What do you want me to say? They're gonna lose every game.
Okay,
no, but there's common
you
sense.
You can still be smart about it. Like last season,
I still want them.
Okay,
to win.
Like last season, the Lakers didn't live up to their expectations. This season, I'm a Lakers fan. But last season, I wasn't sitting there thinking that the Lakers were gonna make the finals and win.
You said they're gonna make the finals this year. So,
okay, yeah. You're right. I did. They didn't live up to expectations.
But LeBron has an injury.
That's reasonable.
That's a good expectation.
That's a reasonable expectation to think.
Okay, the Mavs didn't make their expectations.
No, I don't think no Mavs fan thought that they were going to make the finals.
Not the finals, the conference finals.
I don't think anybody really thought that.
Yeah, people thought they were going to make it.
Yes, stupid people who they don't really mean what they say.
That's just Luka fans, I think.
I'm saying as of right now, bro, Trey is playing at a higher level.
And what people don't get is that Trae Young has a way higher ceiling than what Luka has.
Y'all saying the same thing.
Yeah. He does.
Bro, I had this dude today tell me that Luka is a better passer and has better vision than Trae Young.
He doesn't. If anyone says that, they don't know basketball.
Like, what, bro? I'm friends with a dude. I'm homies. So I wasn't going to, shoot him down or nothing. But, that might be one of the dumb mistakes I've ever heard. Trae Young is a generational talent, a once-in-a-lifetime talent when it comes to passing the ball.
So is Luka, though. Can't say
okay, but
who's a better
okay, Luka's only averaging five,
Luka's
six assists,
on a worse
though.
Team than the Hawks. So.
Trae Young is averaging.
Luka was playing with a better team.
Trae Young is averaging.
He was playing with
more assists than Luka. I just seen it.
He's averaging Twitter. Right now. He's averaging 7.9 assists.
And Doncic is 5.6.
Okay, in assists though, that's a big gap. In assists, that's a big gap. It's like someone that averages 6 assists compared to someone that averages 10 assists. So the person that averages 10 assists is going to be considered one of the best forward generals in the NBA. The person that averages 6 assists is just going to be considered a starting point guard.
That's 4. We're talking about less than 2.
What?
I like peanut butter.
You said 6 and 10.
Huh? Okay, okay.
And we're talking about 5.5 and 7.
Okay, but I'm saying the gap is big, and it's 7.7. So, or it's 7.9. Whoa. It's 2.5 now. And since All-Star break, I promise you, since All-Star break, he's averaging like a solid, probably, I want to say 9 to 10 assists.
Yeah, he's going to average about 8 or 9 right now.
But I'm just saying, bro, Trae Young has a brighter future than Luka. I'm not even talking about Rookie of the Year.
No Trae one Young, knows they have a brighter future. Look at Jason Tatum now.
Trae Young is.
What is the average? 14, 12, 10,
15.
15.
Okay, if you're on a team with Kyrie, Jalen Brown, Al Horford,
Jalen Brown ain't doing nothing,
and other so solid scorers.
Al Horford sucks.
If you're on a team that that's solid 1 through 12, you're not gonna average a lot.
Okay,
of points.
But he's still in the start lineup, so he should get the ball.
Okay,
he's not doing
he
anything.
Does get the ball, but like I said,
even hit.
The Celtics are struggling.
Right
now. They don't know who
Jason
they want to score.
Time. But Jason Tatum only did good last year through the playoffs
because people were injured.
And
exactly,
okay.
Exactly. That is exactly what I'm saying.
He needs to go somewhere else.
That is exactly what I'm saying.
I need to go.
Look, He's not going to be able to score as much. Jason Tatum isn't going to be able to score as much. Are you talking about Jason Tatum needs to go somewhere else?
Yeah, I said he needs to dip.
Oh, we thought you were talking about JoJo.
No.
Jason Tatum's not going to be able to score as much if he has solid scores all around him. Trae Young right now is playing at a higher level. Ooh,
right now he is. I'm not going to lie.
The stretch that Trae
if
Young
if he would have done that the whole season, yeah, you don't rookie.
The stretch that Trae Young is
Luka's
on.
Luka's doing consistent 24s and triple, not consistent triple-doubles. But he's been doing a lot of triple doubles.
I say he falls off in 2 years.
Hey.
Luka?
Yep.
I say his game's not going to fall off.
His game will fall off.
He's not athletic, so he just do it off skill. Like Curry.
Okay.
Curry's not athletic.
You can say about any player ever. They all fall off. Look at Ray Allen. Ray Allen averaged 7 points in his last career. Ray Allen's wasn't athletic. And Ray Allen's prime, I'm not talking about the Supersonics or the Bucks. I'm talking about when he was on the Celtics. He knew his role.
You think Curry's athletic? He can slam like John, not John Ross. Gerald Green?
I can't say he's not.
He's athletic, but he's not like.
Curry's athletic in terms of he's a professional athlete and he conditions every day, but he's not athletically gifted like everyone else.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
And so is Ray Allen compared to everyone else.
Yeah, Ray Allen can dunk. He used to be a dunker.
Yeah, Curry
can
dunk.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Skill, okay.
Curry can dunk, but he can't like.
Skill can still fall off. I'm just saying, I don't think Luka has the kind of game that, I mean, I might be wrong. I might be wrong. But at the beginning of the season when Luka got drafted, I called it. I don't think Luka's going to elevate his play. From what it's at right now, I don't think he's at his peak, but I'm saying there's not going to be a big jump for the rest of his career.
Yeah. He's either going to stay the same or he's going to plateau.
You're right. I'm just predicting
it's
that.
It's a prediction.
All right. I'm going to say Trae Young's going to do the same.
Well, why do you
and
think that?
And that's it.
Right, why do you think that? Why do you think that?
Because it's the same thing you think that.
Okay, but like, give us,
like, we're giving you reasons. What's your reason?
He's going to get hurt.
Because he's going to get hurt. You can say that about anyone.
Literally.
He's going to get hurt. He's going to lose his shot because he's on the Hawks. Hawks ain't going to go nowhere. He's going to lose confidence and he's going
to
fall off.
Where are the Hawks right now?
Last, close to last. I think
fourth to last.
The Mavs got Kristaps Porzingis, which can help Luka.
The Mavs have second to last seed.
They're gonna get a good draft pick.
The Hawks are expected to have the fourth and the fifth pick.
Oh yeah,
that's raps.
They're gonna get a good big man and a three guard
if they stay.
If they get Bobo, bro. But I mean, honestly, Bobo's projected to go like.
Bobo's hurt, so I don't even know if he can
talk. Bobo's projected to go like 18.
I wouldn't even get Bobo. I'd get someone like.
I don't trust Bobo.
But if a team is smart, bro, if I'm, I promise you, outside of Zion and Ja Morant, I'm taking Bobo with my third pick. I promise you, his potential is literally crazy, insane. Towards the end of the season, before he got injured, Bobo was going off. It's literally a 7-2 stretch. It's like a 2K16 demigod.
He's gonna get if he can't.
Yeah, but there's not that many like athletic 7-footers in college. It's rare.
But he plays with a lot of skill.
A lot of skill.
A lot of skill.
Yeah, I know, but an athletic 7-footer will clamp him.
His something in his leg.
I don't know. He's 7'2". Well, and then other like seven foot centers are not gonna be able to like
guard that on the perimeter.
They're not gonna be able to guard that.
He's quick with the dribble too.
Yeah.
Depends. What happens? If he's don't say.
And then next, we can go ahead and talk about MVP race.
Harrison Barnes clamped Luka last night. Bad.
Oh, yeah.
You know why?
It was very bad.
He was mad.
It was bad, bro. It was pretty embarrassing. He did. Every time Harrison Barnes guarded him, he turned it over, though.
No.
Like, it was pretty bad.
Who went over 9 on threes?
Luka.
Yeah.
Luka.
Yeah.
No. He still dropped triple-double, and no one looks at stats.
Yeah.
Like that, so.
That's true.
No.
He wasn't shooting good shots last night. He was shooting like these.
Really you know why? Because he know that Trey's catching up to him, and he's trying to stat bad.
Or because he's got sweaty. Broke off the, on one side,
the
and then on the other side, he's got Cleaver.
He was trying hard for no reason.
That's probably why.
All right, next up, we're going to talk about MVP
next up,
race.
That was like 20 minutes.
MVP James Harden. Race. James Harden could sit out the rest of the season, and he should still win it.
No. Facts.
Yes. Yes, bro. There's no, you can't. Like
if you say if
it's
you
not
say,
close.
If you say Giannis should win, you're just not appreciating what
James. I want Giannis to win, but James Harden.
You're just not appreciating what James Harden is doing.
James
if you say Giannis should win,
he's shooting terrible though. That's the only bad thing.
Who, James Harden?
Yeah.
No, his shooting not percentages really. Are not that
for,
bad.
For as many shots as he takes.
And I do feel like if good stars around the league did take as many shots as he does, I don't think they'd make it.
I think
maybe Curry,
be, yeah,
Curry or
Curry.
KD, maybe.
I think James Harden is having the best season we've ever seen that we'll ever see in our lifetimes.
Us?
Yep.
I don't know.
Because we couldn't see any. How's that now?
I don't know, dude.
Don't
this
know
is.
Anybody else is gonna do.
Yeah, but he's dropping. He's dropping like 30. What is he averaging? 36 right now.
36 points a game. Eight or nine assists. 7 rebounds. I'm just saying. No doubt, it's the best season I've ever seen a player play in my lifetime so far.
We're only 18.
Okay.
Okay. In 18 more years, there can be someone just like
okay,
that.
Okay, but if you look back on it, no player has done what he's done. Probably no player has done what he's done.
Yeah, but there's way more.
Did Michael Jordan average 30 something? Yeah, didn't he average? Did he average 36?
Okay, but not. Okay, but not with the assist.
Michael Jordan's number one.
Okay, Michael Jordan's just a dominant scorer.
Yeah,
he was just very athletic.
James Harden is doing what Michael Jordan was doing, but but also at a high passing rate.
Well, that's because
Michael Jordan played with better players. So Michael Jordan's assist should have been up. James Harden is literally.
But then they just have way too different mindsets. Listen, Michael Jordan was like, "I'm gonna take this mug to the hole. I'm not gonna dish it out." James Harden has that too, but
he just passes it.
I'm just saying, bro. I think James Harden.
And the game was way different back then.
Yeah. I'm not saying James Harden is a top whatever player in NBA history. I'm just saying right now, I would take peak James Harden over a lot of players that
over
are over
peak Steph Curry.
No.
It's hard.
When Steph is like in his prime, like 2015, I think he's one of the best players of all time.
If he was,
but he's not going to probably do that again.
He probably will if he's the first option.
If KD leaves,
he'll be the first option. He'll be way more efficient than what James Harden would be.
Right now,
I think he would be better.
Right now, I'm taking James Harden in his prime over everyone but maybe three players.
Who?
Kobe. MJ, just because MJ did it on defense too, and then. Yeah, Kobe and MJ, and I guess you can say LeBron also.
I still think so.
Steph's efficiency rating is crazy.
Because LeBron almost won Defensive Player of the Year.
Steph is so much.
The only reason LeBron didn't win Defensive Player of the Year and MVP in the same year was because people just didn't want to vote for him. He got 25. The year that he won MVP, and Marc Gasol won Defensive Player of the Year, LeBron got 25 votes to be on the All NBA First Team. For defense, Marc Gasol got 5 votes to be on the All NBA team, first team for defense. They just didn't want to give LeBron that award. That's the only reason.
What, the defense?
Yeah. No, and dang well, he should have won it. All right, well, that's all we got this week for Wesson Liam's Head. Y'all can catch us back next week, sometime in the week. But we'll see y'all later.